This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's special radio time. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. All those things are a focus of what's going on in all of our lives. And so to help us with some of the medical concerns, some of the health concerns, as we go through the holiday period, I've invited back Dr. Joel Wallach, who's internationally known as an author, a speaker, sort of a raconteur in a manner of speaking. If there's anything that has anything to do with health and your physical well-being and maybe even your mental and emotional well-being, this guy's got the answer to the questions. You can feel free during the hour if we can squeeze in a few calls in our conversation. 888-302-DOUG is the number to call. That's 888-302-3684 for any bout with anything going on medically. Dr. Wallach has the answer, and we've cooperated with him. He's cooperated with us. We have the new DJV Health News. If you go to djvhealthnews.com, you will find a lot of the preachings, information about Dr. Wallach and his attitude towards stuff. A lot of great products and opportunities for people to understand their health better. The DJV Health Newsletter is at djvhealthnews.com as well. It's a free service. It gets delivered to your inbox automatically. And so Doc Wallach is here. I thought we'd start, Doc, with a focus on the holidays. A lot of people take trips. I took a trip for a couple of weeks down to South America and had a couple of run-ins. I'm a pretty healthy guy, but some of the water and things down there are a problem. A lot of people wonder about jet lag. So what sort of advice do you give to people to prepare for traveling in terms of their health and well-being?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your hospitality as usual and allowing me thank you and to speak to your wonderful listeners. Well, there's basically two things we have to do all the time for maximum health and longevity and maximum protection against bad guys on the outside. Number one, we have to avoid the bad stuff. We're talking about the inflammatory things that contribute to cancer and contribute to plaque in the arteries and so forth. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meats, that kind of stuff. No oils. Now, people think oils are good, but oils are inflammatory. They're the things that actually cause plaque in your arteries and provoke cancer. And so no oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no MCT oils, no oils. Margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, and no gluten. Gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats actually cause your intestines to be damaged to the point where if you open them up and look at them, your intestines will look like you've been eating poison ivy for salad. And because of the inflammation caused by eating gluten or drinking gluten during the holidays, which is beer, scotch, bourbon, rye, whiskey, and that kind of stuff, you will inflame your intestines to the point where you lose maybe 95% of your absorption efficiency. And you can supplement heavily, but if you're not absorbing, it's all going into the toilet. So avoiding the bad stuff is number one, especially when you're traveling away from home. You have to avoid the bad stuff. Secondly, when you have to take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 acids, 3 fatty acids, these things are required by our stem cells, our chromosomes, our genes, DNA, RNA, and tellurs, just to maintain ourselves. Everything goes away. Every cell in our body dies, whether it's a lung cell, a brain cell, an eye cell, heart cell, liver cell, kidney cell, muscle cells, intestinal cells. Everything dies within weeks or months after they're formed, and they have to be replaced. And if we don't have these 90 essential nutrients, you cannot replace them, so you gradually become ill. And when you put pressure on yourself, such as flying long distances, as you did to South America, or eating bad things like fried foods or a lot of sugar and maybe some holiday fruit cake, which has gluten in it, plus all the sugar and everything, you're putting pressure on your body's systems, and your cells will die, and you cannot heal yourself or maintain yourself. imperative to do the 90 essential nutrients every day, so when something comes along that we're not expecting, we can defend ourselves, and that's the proper way to do it. But if you have, if you're traveling a lot, I like to carry, we have colloidal silver, which kills everything, viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. And so I'll put a couple of drops every morning after I brush my teeth and shave and clean up. I'll put a couple of dropperfuls of our colloidal silver into a glass or mug and put a couple ounces of water in there and gargle with it and brush my teeth with it and then swallow it.
So, Doc, let me interrupt you for let me interrupt you for a second, because I remember in past conversations about colloidal silver that there was controversy as to whether it should be. I used to use it myself, the same exact. If I was getting a touch of a sore throat and I had to go on the air, I'd gargle with colloidal silver, gonzo. But then somebody said to me that there were dangerous aspects to it. So I'd like you to address that, if you would, please, what the rumors were and why they aren't true about colloidal silver.
Well, first of all, Doug, the oldest antibiotic in the world is colloidal silver, and things like frankincense and myrrh, the aromatherapy oils. These things go back literally thousands of years ago. And people knew thousands of years ago that they could actually cure people who had, you know, gotten a plague or some epidemic going around. People are dying like flies, and those people who had the colloidal silver rubbed on them and actually drops put in their mouth and in their throat survived. And so there's a lot of people who sell other things who wouldn't want you to use colloidal silver. They want you to use their products. And so a lot of it's just hyperbole by other people selling other things.
Okay. All right. I got it. That's all I wanted. I wanted to address that because I know that there are people who would hear that and say, wait a minute, there's a problem with that. The other thing that I wanted to address with you, well, there are tons of things I always want to address with you. There is a story floating around this week about athletes and honey and how athletes need energy, quick energy. You know how we talk about sugar or things that have sugar in them that will give you quick energy. They charge your body up. And athletes are using honey because they don't want to put sugar in its various forms in their body. Is there a difference in view? What do you recommend to athletes who need a quick charge?
Well, we actually have based a product on that exact request by athletes, professional athletes, Olympic athletes who we work with a lot. Special forces guys, Navy SEALs, and we came up with a sports drink that has 100 nutrients in it. Most of the sports drinks on the market have either 2 to 6 nutrients in there, none of which protect them from the sudden heart death you see in young athletes in America. Each year in America, 25,000 young athletes under the age of 20 drop dead suddenly from cardiomyopathy heart attack, and it's caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. And ours is the only sports drink out there that has that nutrient in it, and along with 99 others. And so when you give your body all the raw materials to release energy from your storage in your body, you'll produce this quick energy. And so we would rather give you the raw materials to release the stored energy in your body than to give you sugar. Sugar, even honey, has its downside. But, you know, half a teaspoon of honey and some herbal tea or even some green tea is good. We like also coffee. We have a wide range of flavored coffees. We own the plantations and fertilize it with our own minerals and everything. And we are highly awarded all over the world because of our coffees are unique because of the fertilization with 78 minerals. And so we're very, very proud of that. So, again, we like our coffee. We have 4 different tea companies. And we have the sports drink with 100 nutrients in it, and it's called Rebound. That's where I prefer to go as opposed to just depending on a sugar for fuel.
Got it. All right. By the way, if you want to find out more about Dr. Wallach's recommended products, you can go to that DJV Health News website. DJV Health News website. You want to talk to a live human being about Dr. Wallach and the products and the company, that sort of thing, you can call them at 510-939-0001, and they'll get back to you. If there's not an operator available, you get a return phone call from one of the phone team folks there. 510-939-0001. Dr. Joel Wallach is here with us on the DJB Health News site and on the program. So I asked about holidays. There was one final aspect to that. The traveling you made mention, you as I did, jet lag, coming from Peru. What do you recommend for people in terms of trying to avoid jet lag? You travel a lot. I travel a good deal. Jet lag, fortunately, has never bothered me, and I'm guessing it doesn't bother you. Maybe it's because of something that you use, something that you've developed or created. Is that true?
That's true. And, of course, everything ranges from hydration to the 90 essential nutrients, avoiding the bad stuff. And I'm obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff. I go out to eat a lot. As you say, I travel more than a million miles a year. I give 400 lectures a year live, plus all my radio stuff. And today I'll be doing 5 hours of radio. And so, and so I'm trying to keep up with you.
But thank you. I'm not talking about something specific, though, for 5 hours like you are.
Yeah, and so basically, I take my 90 essential nutrients. I've been doing it twice a day for 70 years, Doug. Twice a day for 70 years. We're in our, I think, our 12th generation of products, always improving, always finding greater sources of our basic programs. And I take everything preventative. It's kind of like putting 6 quarts of oil in your car. People don't put oil in the car after the engine burns up. You do maintenance, prevent maintenance. But unfortunately, human beings, we don't take care of ourselves as well as we do our cars. We'll just kind of eat good meals and think we're doing well. But plants only need, and this is what people don't know, Doug, plants of all kinds, everything from grains to fruit to vegetables, only require 3 elements from the soil to make good seeds for the next generation. All vertebrates, including human beings, require 60. And so you could be 57 short. And a carrot grown in the garden state of New Jersey doesn't have the same nutrients in it as a carrot grown in Alabama or Tennessee or Washington State, because they have nutrients in it based on what was in the soil they were grown in. And so to make up the difference, to make sure you're getting your 6 quarts of oil, so to speak, every day, you have to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients every day. Eat well, stay away from the bad stuff, and then you're going to be prepared and your body's able to handle time differences and so forth. And I just wear one of these watches that automatically changes when I get off the plane. And so I just look at the time on the watch, and I don't pay attention to time zones and things like that. The watch does it all for me. And so, again, I've been traveling and giving lectures all over the world in 50 countries now for over 50 years. And I can truly say I have not been for a physical. I do my own physicals, and, of course, we teach people to do their own physicals. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What does that entail? Let's spend a second on that, because I believe strongly, and people hear me talking all the time about it. I get a couple of physicals a year with a cardiologist and with a homeopath. So what am I missing here? Why can I do my own? I don't want to do my own proctology check, but maybe some other
Well, you can actually do very well with your own proctology and colonoscopic exam. Go to a pharmacy without a prescription. You get the test strips for your blood test, the test strips for your urine test, which will cover 8 different organs for your urine test. It's called a multi-stick. And then you can get the same sort of test strip for a colonoscopic exam yourself. Just on, you know, the bowel movement on the toilet paper is enough to tell you everything. You don't need some crazed person with a mask putting a garden hose up your rump. You can do all that yourself with a test strip. And you can do your own blood pressure. You can do your own pulse. You can weigh yourself. You can measure yourself in height and see if you have degenerative disc disease and you're shrinking. So you can do a complete physical yourself and not get anything on your permanent record, won't impact your insurance, and you won't have any, quote, pre-existing conditions, unquote.
All right. So in a second, after a moment of info from the local stations, I want to talk about the incredibly shrinking man and or woman. You just piqued my interest in something about our body shrinking. Dr. Joel Wallach, I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time to continue our focus on your health and well-being. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Twitter at DougStephan, Instagram at DougStephan as well, with questions on your health for Dr. Joel Wallach as we continue along. I like to start the program with you having the opportunity to dig into some of the things that are on people's minds. The incredible shrinking man. I want to give you some time on that. I'm sure you have a philosophy. You're a gentleman who has matured. How have you kept yourself from losing? I'm asking because I have lost an inch from my original 5'9". I am no longer 5'9". And I know I've had problems with my lower back. That's probably the reason for it. But how do you eliminate it? How do I do? You have to put me on a rack to stretch me out again, Doc? What do we have to do?
Okay, well, you've kind of hit the nail on the head. When you get degenerative disc disease, your discs are getting thinner. There's sort of almost a cartilage-like connective tissue mix material, and they will shrink if you don't give them the 90 essential nutrients to maintain themselves. As the cells die and they're not being replaced at the proper rate, you will shrink. And I've met people who shrunk 7 inches.
Really?
Yeah, they shrunk as much as 7 inches, they're only like 65 years old, and their doctor is scratching their head. Well, it must be a hormone problem. No, they have an absorption problem because they're eating gluten, wheat, barley, or oats. They can't absorb nutrients even if they're getting them by supplementation, and so their discs aren't able to maintain themselves, and the disc will shrink. And here's where you want to get the book Rare Earths Been Cures and go to chapter 11 and look at the hair analysis section, and it tells you how to collect the hair, how to box it up, and where to ship it. And in 2 weeks' time, you get the results back. And if all the minerals in your hair analysis are below the bottom line, that just says you're not absorbing anything. They're absorbing calories, but you can't absorb optimal amounts of these nutrients to maintain your tissues. It's a very easy test. And you learn a lot of stuff with that.
So again, let's tell people where to go to get that, because that's something that I have not heard of at all. I think I know you've been doing it, but it may be revolutionary thinking for some people that they can actually do that.
Yeah, they can do it themselves, and it's much cheaper, much, much cheaper to do it yourself. It's like one-tenth the price to do it yourself as it is to go to a doctor and ask for it. You don't even, haven't probably even heard of it. And so basically, you can call a DRJ Wallach, or actually it's a website, drjwallach.com, drjwallach.com. Two books. One is Let's Play Doctor. You've never heard of that, Let's Play Doctor. But it'll teach you how to do your own physical. Your own physical, the same one your doctor will charge you $2,000 to insurance company for a physical. Yeah. You can do it for $4.50 for 3 test strips. Okay, same physical. And there's no possibility of injury or death or anything like that on yourself. And then the book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, Chapter 11, you look up the hair analysis, and it'll tell you how to collect the hair, how to package it, where to ship it, and how to read the results. And, of course, there's a phone number in there you can call to if you can't understand it. It's really very simple, but it tells you if you're absorbing things, what particular nutrients you might need more of. It tells you if you're getting any toxic levels of mercury and arsenic and other pollutants and so forth. Very, very useful test. And you can do your own physical for $4.50 by getting those test strips from a pharmacy. They come in bottles of 5 or 6 or 10 or whatever it is. And $4.50, you can do a physical every week or every month for that price. And you can teach your kids and grandkids and brothers and sisters to do the same thing. And so I urge everybody to do their own physicals before they go to the doctor for an annual physical. And in some cases, they may need to go to a doctor for a physical for an insurance policy or something like that. But do your own physicals, and you'll be way, way, way ahead. And again, to get those books is drjwallach.com. It's a website.
Well, you'll find a connection to it at DJV Health News as well, to Dr. Wallach. So
there you go.
Let's just go back for a second to what we were talking about, the degenerative process, losing the stuff that keeps you strong and tall. Is that related to osteoporosis at all? Is it the same sort of thing, or is that something that's different?
Well, it's totally related, because discs are made from a mixture of minerals. Your bones are made from a mixture of minerals. And so when you have degenerative disc disease and you're shrinking, the odds are you have osteoporosis. And people don't know this. Even dentists and EENTs and physicians don't know this. But because I'm a pathologist and I've done so many autopsies, that if you have ringing in the ears or a tone, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, you have osteoporosis of the skull. If you have vertigo, you have osteoporosis of the skull. If you have Bell's palsy, you have osteoporosis of the skull. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves that come out of the brain through the skull. And if any one of them gets squeezed, you get a disease or a symptom. And so you can get 25 different diseases that doctors will bore holes in your head for and put implants in your head and do surgeries, when really it's just simple nutritional deficiencies causing these 25 different diseases. And again, in the books Let's Play Doctor and Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, they'll talk to you about these. They're totally reversible with nutrition. The 90 essential nutrients are totally preventable with the 90 essential nutrients. And you can actually regrow those 7 inches. You can regrow your inch that you've lost, Doug, by supplementing properly, giving up the bad foods so you can absorb.
All right. So that's something I got to keep in mind. Everybody needs to keep that in mind. The 90 essential nutrients, that might be something we all ought to get on to, because there's no future in getting shorter, I'll tell you that, one way or another. Dr. Joel Wallach is here, DJB.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Time Magazine announcing its Persons of the Year this year minutes ago, saying it will honor journalists whose work has cost them their freedom or their lives. Among them, they are assassinated Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, 2 jailed Myanmar reporters, and the 5 people of the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland, killed by a gunman earlier this year. President Trump is considering a short list of people to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff as Kelly's to leave at the end of the year.
North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot, Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration."
USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the DJV Health News Special with Dr. Joel Wallach, internationally known, nationally known, locally. He's been around the horn several times, as he suggested earlier. Travels a great deal, been doing it for decades, helping people choose health and do things with their body that they ought to be doing rather than things with their body they ought not to be doing. All kinds of advice in connective tissue, if you will, pardon the pun, at djvhealthnews.com. Focus on one of the things that I think when you and I first started talking a number of years ago, we talked a lot about dead doctors don't lie. There's a book, and I know you do a podcast on it. How have things changed there, or do you think over the years the reality of common sense in medicine has stayed the same?
Well, actually, it's gotten worse, Doug. Johns Hopkins, a very famous medical school from Baltimore, Maryland, 3 years ago did a study. They're looking at the top 20 causes of death in America. Number three is simple mistakes in hospitals. Every year, doctors kill 251,000 patients. That's Johns Hopkins, not me. That means every 4 years, they kill 1 million patients. They get a walk. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. And everybody just says, oh, well, they did their best. They killed my mother, but they did their best. You know, they didn't. And, you know, want to, just, you know, things happen. And so people have gotten used to that sort of thing. And that's why I suggest people do their own physicals, do their own thing. And before we leave the shrinking thing, it goes along with what you've just asked me, serious complications of going to a doctor for simple stuff. Everybody knows that you get degenerative disc disease in your lumbar area, you get sciatica. And as you rebuild those discs, again, the healthy bone and joint packs, some extra MSM thrown in there for connective tissue. Your body will rebuild the disc, push the vertebrae apart, and your sciatica goes away. Same thing at the upper end, in your chest vertebrae, T1, 2, 3, and 4. When the disc between those four vertebrae shrink, the vertebrae get closer together, and they squeeze the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And doctors will diagnose you with atrial fibrillation, AFib. They will implant defibrillators and pacemakers, and it won't work because it's a back problem. Then they will do what's called an ablation. They'll kill parts of your heart muscle, hoping to find a place that's running amok, and that won't work because it's a back problem. Then they'll do a retroversion, which they electrocute you to death, hoping to reboot the electricity in the heart. That won't work because it's a back problem. And then do the heart transplant, and that won't work because it's a back problem. They've run up $500,000 plus all the risk of death with all these procedures for heart problem when it's really just a simple degenerative disc disease. And taking the 90 essential nutrients, throwing a little bit of extra connective tissue builder in there, get those discs thicker, push the vertebrae apart, and all those heart symptoms go away like in weeks. And so I urge people to pay attention to these details. When a doctor says you have AFib, you're a woman and you have a prostate problem, oh, no, it's a bladder problem. You know, just they go by symptoms. They come up with things that are just way off the chart. And it's really just a simple back problem. You take your 90 essential nutrients, a healthy bone and joint pack, which is the 90 essential nutrients plus a few extra things for the disc, including MSM, regrow those discs, and all those symptoms go away. It's just amazing.
You know, I wish I had, I think maybe all of us, maybe this is your story, it might be the story of everybody listening to this program. As you're going through that litany of things, I'm recalling vividly my father's atrial fibrillation, which started when he was 50. He was put on Coumadin and Warfarin and all kinds of other stuff and had a pacemaker put in when he was 80. He lived to be 91, and he died of a stroke as a result of the medication and the other thing. I mean, I know that. If I have actually known or could have convinced him when he first started having the fibrillations at the age of 50 about magnesium and things like that that are part of some of the essential things that you have in the product line that we make reference to, I think he'd still be alive. He'd be 104 now, but he'd still because he was healthy as a horse otherwise, very athletic, and but he just, you know, he went through, his diet was usually pretty good. And as I think about him dying, I think about my mother, who had all kinds of problems, smoking and drinking, and died at the age of 50, and whether or not you get in the way of that. When people ask you, because I know you take calls from people on these programs, we may get to a couple here as time allows, a couple of anecdotal questions from folks. The deal about, don't we wish we knew, or if only we had known, or, you know, whatever other insertion you want to put into the conversation. I don't know that much could have been done for my mother, but I do think that that some stuff could have been done for my father. How about you in your case? What about your parents? Did you ever think, oh, I wished I'd have known this, that, or the other thing before they had passed away, or did you nurture them with your medical knowledge to keep them living longer?
Okay, I actually nurtured them. My mother died at 92 at home, and my dad was killed by a doctor You know, he had an affinity for doctors, and he had a few facial tics, face jerking around, and they discovered a wart on the covering of his brain. Okay, called a meningioma. It's really just a wart, a human papilloma virus. And they convinced him his symptoms would go away if they just could cut his skull open and take that wart off the membrane. And I was talking to him about other options, and he went with them, and they killed him on the table. And so one lost one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of – we all want to do the best we can for the people we love, and the more information, the better. And that's why I would suggest that some of you knows around this very thorough, informal health website. We have the DJV Health News website. While we're talking, let me – one more business about what we do to our bodies and kidney transplants and transplantation in general. I'd like to know your theory or feeling. Sarah Hyland, who is an actress, has revealed she's undergone a couple of kidney transplants. Her body began rejecting the kidney her father gave to her 6 years ago. What do you make of transplantation and all of the hoopla around it?
Well, let's talk about kidney transplants. It's most common. And I've had people who had 8 different kidney transplants. And said, well, why did you do that? And he said, well, my doctor said I have bad genes. What a nonsensical thing to say. Did he tell you to change your diet? No. Well, the reason why you keep getting kidney transplants is because you have a bad diet and you're causing blockages in the arteries carrying the dirty blood into your kidneys. I've done over 30,000 autopsies, probably 12,000 human autopsies, and the rest were 454 species of zoo animals. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure as a result of all this. I learned there are no genetically transmitted diseases, including kidney transplant requirements. When you have your blood shows that your kidney isn't working properly, 99.99% of the time, Doug, you're nothing wrong with your kidney. Well, my blood shows my kidney's not filtering the blood. Well, that's true, because your kidney's not getting the blood. The little arteries that carry the dirty blood into the kidneys are blocked. And so I learned that if we just get rid of the cause of the blockage of the arteries, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, and supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, plus we have a secret sauce we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. They'll support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, even in the kidneys and the heart and the brain and the eyes and legs and so forth and lungs, and support healthy blood pressure. And we get people that haven't urinated in 10 years. They've been on kidney dialysis 6 days a week for 10 years. They've been on dialysis totally for 20 years. And the quickest one we've gotten rid of, they got them off of dialysis or urinating again, was 2 weeks. But normally it takes 4 to 6 weeks to start urinating again, another month or so to get off of dialysis, even after 25 years on dialysis with our program. We do this thousands of times a year over the entire world. And so I urge people to take a couple of months and try our approach first before you go getting your second and third and fourth kidney transplant. The doctor should go to jail for that sort of thing. Because they haven't told them to change their diet. They just keep wrecking the arteries in the new kidney as well as wrecking the arteries in the old kidneys.
Yeah. Well, there's not much, you know, you go look at the curriculum for any of the major teaching centers for conventional medicine. There's no nutritional program in there. There's never any preventative programs in that. They're hackers and slashers. I mean, you and I become unindicted co-conspirators when it comes to creating mayhem around what conventional medicine does. It's necessary, yes. For many things, it's imperative. But when you get right down to it, under these circumstances that you've just described, it isn't necessary. It's all about the money.
That's correct. In fact, almost every street corner in big cities have a dialysis center on it as a result. But every time a patient goes in, the doctor gets, a couple $100, even though he hasn't seen the patient in 2 years. And so they love dialysis. And this is one that the patient can control and get off of dialysis, because they have to go and get a blood test. And as their blood work improves, they should get their dialysis reduced and get off of dialysis and so forth. In most cases, they don't need dialysis to begin with. As their blood test shows things are beginning to go wrong, get off all the bad foods, get on the 90, again, take that healthy we're talking about the, I go with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack or a big hammer in the toolbox, and then you go with the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. They're designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, including the kidneys. And dialysis is something, as you point out, maybe necessary for short term when somebody has terrible injuries or they've had cancer of the kidneys, they've had their kidneys removed because of cancer or something like that, and they need to be on dialysis for a week or so until they get a transplant. But getting 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 transplants is absolute criminal activity. And no doctor ever says, you know, I don't know, my patients aren't doing as well as I think. I'm going to take a 6-month leave of absence and go to the library and figure out what I'm doing wrong. They never do that.
You know, we should do here what they do in Japan. Japan, in the Japanese medical system, you don't pay the doctor unless you get better. If you die, doctor doesn't get paid. Maybe that's something we should adopt.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, this is a good idea. All right, Dr. Joel Wallach is here. We're talking about your health and a lot of the things that he is suggesting that you take a consideration for a look at. Visit DJVHealthNews.com. You'll find information on a lot of these products. The number for a consultant is 510-939-0001. There are a lot of fabulous products that you can read about on the DJV Health News website that we are talking about. Here's Tom.
I have a question. As our bodies get older, is there a condition where we can no longer break down fibrotic tissue, causing like stiff necks and stiff backs and wrists and things like that? And how do you stop it or reverse that condition?
Okay, age has nothing to do with that. Yeah, and Doug, as Tom asked the question, there's age is not a factor. The oldest one that I've dealt with myself personally as a patient is 102 years of age. After just a couple of months on our program, they're carrying their great-great-grandbabies, you know, up and down the stairs where before they couldn't even go up holding onto the rails and so forth. And all that cracking and noise in the ears, the tinnitus, ringing in the ears, those things all go away. And per 100 pounds of body weight, I like to use the, again, the big hammer, especially for older people, the big hammer in the toolbox, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. We have about 25 different packs based on health issues, but the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack is the big hammer in the toolbox. Then I like to throw in what we call glucogel, which is the raw materials to support and promote maintenance repair of discs between the vertebrae, which is this fibrous connective tissue, and also osteoporosis. And then also vitamin D3, because most seniors in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s aren't going to be out in a Speedo or bikini bottom out in the sun for 4 hours a day. And so they need the vitamin D3, three of those capsules twice a day. And then I like to throw in either this, from our Stay Natural division, the Stay Restored, which has all kinds of really weird cartilage sources from weird animals and things in there, which will give your body the raw materials it needs to maintain the disc in between the vertebrae and the connective tissue in between the vertebrae. And then, of course, the MSM, legendary raw materials for your body to rebuild the disc.
So let's go one step further than what Tom asked. Let's say you're like I am. I'm interested in, and I think we touched on this a couple of visits ago, muscle. I think muscle is fabulously attractive. I also think it's very important. The older you get, the more muscle you ought to have because your skeleton is going to fall apart if you don't have muscle. How do you advise people to develop muscle using some of the products that you have?
Well, Doug, muscle, like all other tissues, requires the 90 essential nutrients just to maintain itself because muscle cells die of old age, which might be 30 days. And so you need the 90 essential nutrients. Again, I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack or the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack or both of those. And then you want to make sure you're eating high-quality animal protein, eggs, red meat, chicken, fish, and you will regrow muscle.
All right. Dr. Wallach continues here on the DJV Health News Focus.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
Wallach on the DJB Health News at djbhealthnews.com. Answers to questions, a lot of the products that we're talking about. You can visit the DJB Health News website. Fabulous focus here on what it is that makes us all tick. We need health. We need to be, if you have no health, you have no life. And I think that's basically it. And so we celebrate with all these things that can make your life better. And you can find them at DJB Health News. Follow through, just kind of follow along. A lot of great reading and information there. All right, let's listen to Mike with a question.
Well, my 82-year-old dad has macular degeneration. He has been doing the diet change to be gluten-free and staying away from your list of bad foods. He also has been supplementing with two Healthy Body Brain and Heart Packs and Ultimate Nightly Essence. So far, the ophthalmologist says the vision hasn't changed. The cells are dead. Do you think, can we rebuild cells and restore vision with this regime? Or what about treating it as osteoporosis of the skull? Could he be having the optic nerve being squeezed there, perhaps?
Well, it could be both macular degeneration and osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the optic nerve. So two healthy brain and heart packs are a good place to start. And you want to look for the CD called, let's see here, it's on a wager that I did with a medical doctor, eye doctor, okay, it's called Seeing is Believing. He lost the wager. He gave me 27 patients who had macular degeneration. They were his patients. He deemed them to be legally blind for 6, 8, 10 years. And to make a long story short, through our program, I was able to get all 27 of them to read 20, 20, and 90 days. Only two required glasses. The other 25 didn't even need glasses. And, of course, he had to pay off the wager. And so he also made me the CD called Seeing is Believing, which documented the wager. And so we do this literally thousands of times a year, is to help people both with osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the optic nerve, as you point out, but also getting rid of macular degeneration. And again, in addition to the health of two healthy brain and heart packs, I would throw in some antioxidants to get rid of the pigment that collects in the retina of the eye, which would include what we call a Z, like zebra radical, Z radical. It comes in either powder or liquid, so two doses a day, one way or another. I also like to throw in a capsule called Ocutiv, two of those capsules a day. They're little bottles, so two bottles a month would be two capsules a day. Ocutiv, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And lastly, the Cell Shield RTQ capsules, three of those twice a day. And they have resveratrol, turmeric, and quercetin in them, great, great antioxidants, legendary antioxidants. But it's imperative to get rid of all the bad foods that cause the macular degeneration. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And don't forget that vitamin D3, to throw that in. And macular degeneration responds very, very well. Again, you can look around and find that CD, Seeing is Believing.
Yeah, you'll find that. You can get to it. If you spend some time at the DJV Health News website, you'll find there's all kinds of different categories. You can make a career out of it. But you know what? What better way to spend your time than to take care of your health and well-being? What, if you got spare time, you want to learn more about how your body works, that's a great place to go to get it. A lot of connective tissue, if you'll pardon the pun, to Dr. Wallach at djvhealthnews.com. Somebody just shot me a note. Another Michael asked for the protein. You mentioned when I was asking about muscle, you said protein, got to have protein. What, instead of eating meat, what about the protein supplements that are around? There are a lot of collagen and protein supplements.
Well, that's as good from the standpoint of basic amino acid sources, but you need more than that. And I like eggs. Eggs are the perfect food. I like to have people have 3, 4, 5, 6 eggs twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight if they want to gain some muscle mass. And, of course, the cholesterol in the yolk will prevent Alzheimer's disease also. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It's actually a deficiency of cholesterol. All vertebrates, 75% of their brain weight is the white matter of the brain, and almost 100% of that white matter of the brain is cholesterol. You cannot go on a cholesterol-restricted diet. You cannot take cholesterol-lowering drugs. Otherwise, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. So take your protein in the source of eggs. Make sure the yolk is soft, soft-boiled, soft-yolk, soft-poached, soft-yolk, soft-soft scrambling butter.
All right. That's not something that I've ever, as a farm kid, I've never been excited about eating eggs, so I'll have to take that into consideration. All right, Dr. Wallach, Joel Wallach, thank you. DJV Health News website, djvhealthnews.com. Follow up on these discussions and questions you may have with answers at that site. 59 past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.